And I would encourage producers to get on either the USDA website or work with their FSA county office regarding the specific commodities and how they want to proceed with that sign up. The good news is here, really everything but companion animals is just about covered in one way, form, or another with CFAP too. So specialty crops, if any listeners are specialty crop growers, there's a lot of things covered there for them. Obviously, our major commodities in Illinois with corn, soybeans, and then our livestock folks, both species as far as cows, calf operations, pork producers, lamb and wool, et cetera. All of that in one way or another is covered, as is dairy in this CFAP too. A lot of technical details in terms of the loss calculations going, you know, how they will determine what each commodity receives. So I would, again, just encourage producers to take a look at that for whatever commodities they're working on and work with their FSA county office to get signed up.